Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
I was trying to make it sound dubsteppy.
We should have come up to like a real big crescendo. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
Damn, bro. I was starting to fist pumping a little bit.
Pretty good at that, dude.
It's in my blood. I can't help it.
Worst case scenario, things, if Mind Pump and all this stuff doesn't work out for you, dude, you could always do that like that, like those silver guys in San Francisco on the side of the road.
All right.
Do all the weird noises and shit like that, right?
Yeah,
I think you have a side job, bro.
I like the ones that just like they hang out there all day. They don't move at all. And then all of a sudden they just scare some poor kid.
I make sounds like that when I get an erection. Like,
no, you don't. No, you don't.
That's weird.
That's like over there.
And for whatever reason, it just turns off my wife.
Mine makes those lightsaber noises.
It is wow.
So listen.
Oh, wait, hold on. Are you sword fighting with someone? What was that sound?
I was.
You were hitting someone.
There's always a Darth Vader around the corner.
So
he likes him Darth.
We're talking the dick talk right now. We didn't waste no time getting sexual already.
And Darth helmet.
You guys remind me what happened this morning. So this morning I worked early, right? So I was at OTF at 5 a.m. Oh. And I got this little front desk girl. She's getting married.
OTF.
Yeah. She's getting married in 2 months. And she's 23-ish, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a virgin.
There's two problems.
She's young
and a virgin and getting married.
So she...
scary.
One of our members, I'm waiting for class to start, right? So it's actually about 4:45 in the morning. It's pretty early.
And wait a minute. She's a member or works there?
No, listen, she works there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Bad story, listener. So I'm sitting back there.
I was just going to ask you because is it like.
Wait.
Because back in the day, chicks would be like, I'm a virgin, but they've had oral sex, anal sex, vaginal intercourse. I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those? Is it like a legit virgin? She just kisses her boyfriend.
I tell you what, when I see her,
I love that philosophy.
I see her at work on Monday, I'll ask how legit of a virgin she is.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean?
So we were talking about your vagina on Mind Pump.
Yeah.
And Sal wanted to know.
I immediately already feel bad that we're talking about this.
I know,
this.
Right? I thank God I won't drop her name. So after she gets really embarrassed. Right? So Sal wanted to know that if
you. Are you a real, like a full virgin?
Real virgin, meaning that you haven't taken it in the
how
ass.
How authentic are you?
Yeah. If you take it in the ass, then he doesn't count you as a virgin.
You have a key that you have to open the chastity belt and all that.
I don't know if she is.
Is that
although
how it works?
She strikes me as that she's a virgin, like all the way. I think. I'll ask on Monday.
It's like impressive because it's like a unicorn. You know, like do they exist
at that age? No. And what if she marries this guy and then. It's just horrible. Like, the sex is horrible.
Well, it's going to hurt.
You don't know.
She might not know because she's never done anything.
You're a virgin.
Yeah. She has to masturbate. At least she masturbates. So these are the questions you need to ask her, Adam.
No,
you
have to masturbate.
Write this down.
Yeah.
Do you masturbate?
Of course you
have. Have you had anal and oral sex?
Right.
Yeah.
That way we can have a follow-up show.
Okay. I'll ask you about the anal and oral because I think those are fair questions to ask.
If not, you got to kind of work on it for a while beforehand, right?
The funny part. So?
Well, you know what? We're interrupting Adam too much.
Yeah, sorry.
He doesn't like it when
we're
we do
so
that,
bad
to,
at that
to him.
It's okay. This is okay. It's only when I'm saying something. It's only when I'm giving a good
advice.
It's
only when it's like intellectual.
Exactly. Yeah. If I'm saying something intelligent, I'm giving good advice. It's Don't interrupt me.
I'll forget what I was going to say.
Exactly.
Like, come on, dude. I'm in the zone.
Yeah. This, if you throw me off on this, it really doesn't matter. We're talking about somebody else's vagina that probably shouldn't even be talking about.
Poor girl.
Yeah, I know. So why it was funny.
Made up person.
So I'm sitting there, right? I'm sitting next to her. and a member walks in, and she hands her this book, and she looks at me really close and really quick, and then she just scurries underneath the, or hides it underneath the desk really fast, and I'm like looking at her, and I'm like, what the fuck is she doing right now? And she's looking at me with like this kind of guilty, this guilty look on her face, and she's like, did you see that? And I'm like, well, yeah, I just saw you hide the book. What is it?
What's going
on? She's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed right now. I'm like, well, now I want to see it for sure. Let me see, of course. Let me see the book. So it's like this, I wish I remember the title. Shame on me for not taking a picture of it. It's called Ride It Like a Cowboy. Ride It Like a Cowboy or something like that by some doctor or something. And it's basically a Kama Sutra
book. Dr. Humps-a-Lot.
And it's just got all these great sketches and pictures in it. So I'm like scrolling through and like going through all the different positions.
I know what you were thinking. This is Adam as he's going through the book of 1,000.
Which one are you going to try?
Of 1,000 positions. Done that.
Ooh, this is a new one. Oh, wait, no.
I circled page 76 because there's a position on there that I only did once, but that's basically it.
I was going through it like this, though. I'm going through it and I'm going like, oh, that's what you fucking call that.
Right.
That's what you call that.
Don't you love, though, going on the Kama Sutra or whatever, and you're like, that's an impossible position. Yeah. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, I saw one where like they're both laying on their backs with their legs up in the air, so, with the backs of their legs against each other, and somehow...
What?
It's like, what, you got to bend it backwards?
Yeah, I'm like, how do you bend it downwards
right.
to do that?
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a real man, you're gonna blow the front of you're gonna blow her freaking pelvis apart.
First, it's gotta be really like you gotta. I mean, it's gonna be hard, but bendable. Come on,
no,
you want it hard.
Yeah.
So if it's hard, you're not gonna be able to like. Manipulate
no, you should
it.
Be able to. You should be able. The rule of thumb is you should be able to support a large bath towel, wet bath towel, and just hang it on it. You guys are laughing.
I thought I was the only one that measured that
way. Yeah. No, we're laughing because we know. Because
it's accurate.
Like, we already knew that.
Every once in a while, I come out of the shower like, oh, it's going to be a good day, honey. There's two towels today.
Strong.
Oh, yeah. And baby, that's a beach towel in case you're wondering.
Oh, shit.
Hey, honey, come here, babe.
Come
do some pull-ups on it.
There we go.
So this book actually had these sketches, right? And it had a part where it had like four or five different dudes, and it was they had a sketch, and this girl had a ruler out to all these dicks, and it was like, the small penis altogether, small penis, or the short fat penis, or the short skinny penis, or the like average penis, and then the long skinny penis, the big fat penis, like it had all of them, and then underneath that it had all what are the best positions for that type of dick.
Get out of here.
I was super fascinated.
The best position for the short, skinny dick?
I totally
oral
got,
sex.
I totally... That's it.
Dude, okay.
Doug just pulled it up.
He emailed that to me and I'll post pictures from
Doug him. Just pulled it
let
up.
Let me see it.
And you know what? Dr. Sade Allison owes us some plugs right here. It's called Ride 'em Cowgirl. Ride 'em Cowgirl by Dr. Sade Allison.
Is this a guy or is it a girl?
Well, there's a girl on the front cover.
It's a guy that wrote it.
The guy that wrote it?
Yeah.
I don't. Does Dr. Sade Allison sound like a
Sade? Sade.
Yeah, I don't know.
It might be Sade.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a mystery.
I don't know. You need the perspective. Well, obviously, a woman's perspective, and that's probably best, right? I would think.
Yeah, totally. Because if a guy, you know what? That's true. Because if a guy wrote it.
Yeah.
But why is this book only two pages long?
It's kind of one-sided.
Good job, Doug. Doug found it right there.
Yeah.
So, you guys remember when we were kids before porn was easily accessible? You would go, like, you'd find books like this in the library and it'd be like the greatest. They were just sketches.
Yeah.
You'd show your friends, come here.
Oh, dude, you had.
Yeah. Bro, it's a vagina.
We talked about this on one of our very first episodes, man. Now, I remember that. You tear
photo
out a
machine.
A photocopy. I'd photocopy like a Playboy magazine, and then you'd have it for like months.
That's what I had.
The same thing.
That's exactly what I had.
Or you had like a fort out in the forest where like this is what we did. We had like
Oh shit!
I didn't even tell you.
Yeah. Wait. This is great.
We had like the neighbor kids. We were all in on this, right? Somebody's dad made some like tree house, you know, kind of thing, and we just would all stash our porn there.
And oh, like, my God.
Check this one out. You know, everybody would kind of contribute, you know, every now and then.
How often would you sneak up there by yourself and jerk off on the floor?
Probably once, twice, three, four, who knows
how
many.
Multiple times.
Yeah. You're a young kid and very virile. So things happen. Yeah.
Hey, what are we? Are we even going? Are we right?
We are. Let's talk. So we should talk about something that we just actually just talked about that's blowing up. I foresee this being the next big social media thing.
Well, you just bought stock in it. You believe in it so much.
Well, I bought stock in the company that owns it, Periscope.
Yeah.
We just started Periscoping, and this thing's freaking crazy. I mean, it's live streaming video. It removes the middleman. I could see celebrities doing this all day long. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's so new.
Yeah.
I think that we should come up with some slang terms to how to reference like what you're doing on it or something, so we could be the first ones to say we came up with that. You know how like people like they tweet or you gram or whatever? You know?
Scoping.
Yes. Well, we got to come up with a term that it's our terms because we're starting this shit.
Scoping.
Scoping. Yeah. I feel like that's not original. I feel like someone's going to say that shit already. Well, someone's already hashtagging that.
I'm sure it's P-scope. Already there.
Yeah. get your wheels turning. But I do, I am with Sal, but I will say this.
I still like spelunking.
Yeah. Spelunking.
Yeah. Isn't that like rock climbing or something?
Yeah, it's going in caves.
Spelunking.
So there's, you know what I mean? There's multiple applications.
Yeah.
Random fact.
I'm like just, constantly do you know
what spelunking. Do you know what they call running, stopping and walking and running, stopping and walking and running?
Intervals?
No. Fartlek.
Fartlek?
Fartlek. Fartlek. Can you look it up, Doug? Just to double check, make sure I'm not just made up some shit.
That's
right now.
Stupid.
Fartlek, bro.
You probably just made it up.
No, I hope I did it because that'd be weird. Why would I make that up? That would be.
Yeah.
Have you ever, guys ever played the game? There's a Boulder Dash before where you have to do that?
Oh, you just bullshit like some words.
Such a great game.
I bet Adam's a fucking champion. Oh, I know. World champion.
I guarantee it.
See, look. I found it.
Boulder Dash.
Fartlek. Yes, a system of training for distance runners in which the terrain and pace are continually varied.
Who the fuck came up with that?
Bro, fartlek. That sounds like a horrible sex act.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, how was it with that chick last night?
Fartlek.
Okay.
She's a freak. Oh, yeah? What happened? Well, he did a little fartleking. You know what I mean?
At one time this week, okay? This coming week up right here. So this will release next, beginning of next week. So each of us have to incorporate that into an Instagram post somewhere.
Yeah. Fartlek?
Yeah. See who gets more creative.
Listen, we
should make a fartlek guide.
It's a thing called fartlek.
Actually, we should do that. Yeah. Maybe we should do that instead. We won't release what it is. We'll give it. We'll
this
give
is going to take over the new hit, right? All the hit training. Yeah, fartlek training.
If you're doing hit, that was so 2000.
Yeah.
You know what's new now is fartlicking.
Yeah.
Get mind pumps. Fartlicking. Fartlicking guide.
Fartlek. It's fartlek.
Lack.
Fartlacking.
Fartlek.
Come get your fartlacking guide.
No, not fartlacking. You're not lacking. In the fart department.
Is it like fracking
fart-lek,
for farts?
Lek.
How do we make it plural?
This is such a weird word.
What's the fartlek? Fartlek.
Get our fartlek guide?
Fartlexing.
Why don't we just use that for the Periscope? Hey, we're about to fartlek in about 3 minutes.
Stop goes. It works.
It's too weird. It's too weird.
All right, we'll just go fart scope.
We'll something more fartscope? Catchy. More catchy.
All right. We'll think about it.
Something
actually, listeners.
Something less smart.
Listeners, what should we? Yeah, come up with some terms for us to use for Periscope.
The more creative, the better.
Well, can I tell you about Periscope right now? And this is why I'm really intrigued by you going out and buying the stock right now. Because my buddies and I, every once in a while we'll chop it up about our opinions on companies and stock and stuff like that. And my buddy was ranting way back when. On Twitter, when Twitter was really blowing up at the beginning and Facebook was going on, and then Instagram had just started. And I was the one who was pushing back saying, like, I don't think so. I believe that Facebook is like the fucking the monster.
Mega monster for everything.
For social media and stuff like that. They just own everybody to the point where if you're that good, we'll just buy you out, right? And at that time, it was when Twitter got offered, I want to say it was $2.2 or $2.4 billion.
By Facebook.
Well,
right?
Snapchat, they tried to buy too, and they held out.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
So, yep, Snapchat. So I was like, that was a stupid play because you could have cashed out real quick. And now what's going to happen is you're going to see Facebook just come out with something that's going to totally fucking dominate them, right? And I said, plus you have Instagram where you can basically tweet on that. It's like tweeting anyways, all the same shit with hashtagging and talking and communicating amongst each other and sharing and everything all the same. And then you also have videos and pictures, which makes it even cooler. So I thought it was going to just totally destroy them until this Periscope came out. Now that Periscope is out, now I'm like, this is why Twitter was holding out. They had to know that this was in their future coming. and what they were going to do with it, which I think is, I mean, it's basically
YouTube. It's live streaming.
It's like, YouTube. Yeah, it's YouTube.
It's live streaming videos. Like, people have been doing that on their computer, like, for a long time now. And that, now it's like, it's so easily accessible, like, because, you know, it's mobile. Like, wherever you are, like, hey, look at me, everybody that is following me on Twitter.
Well, the biggest products, the biggest tech products that come out and explode are disrupting products. They disrupt a market, like you know, when people first started downloading music, right? It just completely disrupted this huge behemoth music industry. Same thing with, you know, YouTube. Like, all of a sudden, anybody can make a fucking video. And when YouTube first started, you know, the people who first got on it, they're all millionaires now. Did you guys just see that guy PewDiePie? Do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
So this is a guy who makes videos on YouTube. He's a total dork, but brilliant. He makes these stupid videos where he plays video games and narrates them.
Oh,
I bet your sons will watch him.
Oh, dude. Okay. I already know all about that. Do you know genre? How much?
All he does is play video games.
Yeah.
You watch the game, Adam. So the game is on the fucking screen on YouTube. You don't even see the guy, and you just hear him in the background talking as he's playing. Do you know how much he made last year?
How much?
Just doing that? $7 million.
Fuck you, guys. $7 million.
So the what's happened now.
Right?
So what's happened now is it's eliminated all these middlemen. So with like Periscope, anybody now could be a live celebrity. And if you get on it now and take advantage now, it's going to be huge because you're going to see all them. I think you're going to see all the celebrities are going to start, like, they're using Twitter and Facebook, where they're going to be able to directly connect to their fans,
right?
Video live.
Yeah.
You're going to see advertisers do it. You're going to see releases of new products on Periscope. Nobody's going to release a product anywhere else but Periscope because it's right then and there, and you get an alert on your phone. So everybody's going to stop what they're doing. Oh shit! Nike just came out with a whatever. Or look at the athlete, what he just did.
Yes.
It's super personal. It's free to use. You get feedback with your people. It's going to be fucking huge. The thing with Twitter is Twitter's having an issue figuring out how to monetize what they have. But Twitter is very similar to Facebook in the sense that they are the most informed businesses of their clients. Like, no company knows as much about their clients as they do, and it's voluntary. Like, if you put shit on Facebook, you like things, like, they know everything about you. Google is, you know, worth more, but Google, a lot of it is based on your searches. It's not your voluntary, like, telling people what you like. So it's very powerful information, and I think Periscope's the next big thing, and I think Twitter's going to figure out the advertising.
They get into the predictive, you know, marketing and all that kind of
stuff. Oh, dude.
You know?
You're going to walk
in. Which is all these algorithms everybody's working on.
Well, think about it. This, like, with Facebook. Like, you walk into a restaurant. First of all, what do you trust more when you go to a restaurant? Yelp or your friends and family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Friends and family. So you're going to walk in. You're going to look up, buddy on Facebook likes this place. Yeah. Right? The reason why Yelp took off is because what that competed with was stupid you know, like critics, which you don't know. Yelp, it seemed more personal. It's updated right away. Yelp will be taken over by, I think, Facebook type of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all going to be connected. So I saw, once you guys introduced me to Periscope, I was like, oh, shit.
I get it.
This is going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I was all over that stuff right away.
And there's, oh, my God. By the way.
But the worries are, and I was kind of describing this to you guys, you know, at some point, like, before that. Well, we were kind of describing, like, the whole suicide thing alongside that, right? Like, that could be an issue.
Someone could post live.
You know, somebody.
Live anything.
There could be abuse there as far as, like, drawing in traffic, you know. I'm sure these, and I hate to say it, but those fucking ISIS guys, you know, getting hold of it and using it for all that shit.
But again, it could be used against them also.
This is true, and that's, I think that's the, what they probably don't consider.
It's harder,
which is good.
It's harder now to be fake than ever before. Your shit gets revealed real quick now.
Well, that's what I love, about, like, everything that's been happening with Twitter and Facebook and all. Like, it really has, as far as, like, programming goes for TV and radio and all this kind of stuff, and why podcasts, like, I even before we got started and I started kind of converting over to podcasting, it's like, you go back now, you go back and you just see this whole formula. Like, you see how everybody's got, okay, I got a break right now and it's commercial. And then, you know, everybody has this, like, sort of persona that is so fake. Like, actors, like, you know, people are going to want to know if this actor is really a douchebag, right?
Right.
Because then I'm like, well, yeah, maybe he's a great actor, but I'm less inclined to watch his movie now that I know. Or I'm more inclined to watch his movie because he's an awesome guy.
Exactly. Like Tom Cruise, you know, periscoping from his kitchen. You know what I mean? After he just woke up, looks like shit, making breakfast. I mean, how connected can you possibly get?
Yeah.
to your celebrity. But I will say this, of all these social media things,
yeah, I follow him everywhere.
One of the greatest predictors of whether or not, mark my words, a social media platform will do well is the fitness industry. We are the first of all industries to adopt and maximize every single platform. YouTube, the very first videos on YouTube that we're trying to use it to promote and market, fitness.
Yeah.
Facebook, fitness. Twitter, fitness. And then all the other celebrities start to come on. Periscope, who's adopting it first?
Yeah, fitness.
All fitness people.
Yeah.
People showing their workouts and shit. So it's only a matter of time.
It's so funny that tech is so behind the idea that, like, yeah, they think about people eating, people getting entertained, you know. People like they're trying to reach all these people on all these mediums and they forget about fitness. Mm-hmm. Like they're only now just starting to be like, oh yeah, people have to do health related things every day. Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah. Maybe we should try and get in this market. Yeah. Apple, Google, you know, Facebook, whatever.
I bet you
it's hilarious.
I bet you it's a matter of time if that's not happening now.
They're already working on it.
I think you're gonna see porn stars periscoping. I think you're gonna start seeing live.
Oh, that's already, bro.
That's got to be happening already.
No, they already do that on Instagram. You guys haven't came across pages like this? Okay, so there's girls.
Yeah, you've showed me a couple.
Look at this guy.
Yes.
Sorry. At least blow the horn when you rub me over, you fucking dick.
I'm just kidding.
What?
Adam didn't do that.
So there's
ouch.
There's chicks on there that you know, and they have huge followings, 60, 90, 100,000 followers, and they just use the Instagram because you can't do Instagram for long to get to drive the people back to like their live videos where they, you know, charge X amount to see them undress or do whatever, you know, whatever they do for X amount of dollars. Well, now there's Periscope.
I have no idea.
There'll be no reason for them to have to switch over and go to another platform. You'll be able to do it all straight from Periscope, you know.
Did I talk about online how I got offered for the first time ever to flex on video? Did I talk about that?
Yeah, you did.
Fuck.
The muscle worship.
That's so
finally.
Weird.
Yeah, right. Finally,
you've
bro.
Been working at it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
so, yeah, right. I mean, I'm glad it's starting to pay off.
So I just want to let you guys know I'm done with the show now. I'm making all my money.
Listen, all these helpies,
up and flexing.
Helpies lead to flexing for dudes.
I told some guy that if times ever get that tough, I'll hit him back up.
Dude, do you know how much money we would make in gay porn? Just throwing it out there.
Just put it out there.
Just throwing it out there.
$1 trillion.
Just put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys watch my Periscope the other day where I haven't watched
any Periscope. I bought fucking shares and shit, but I don't
know.
Hey,
do you guys like me outside this show?
I know, right?
Yeah. Please.
So tell me.
Yeah.
No, why would you do?
No. I follow you, bro.
So I was talking about one of the things not to try and do on Periscope. So I'm driving home on 85 South from Los Gatos to Southside where I live at 5 o'clock at night. So you can just imagine what that's
traffic.
Like.
Traffic.
Yeah, pretty much walk faster. So, hey, this is a perfect time for me to Periscope. So I'm going to fucking put it up on the dashboard. I'll Periscope and talk to everybody, right? And so I'm driving and I'm like trying to set up my Periscope and I'm like reaching in my center console trying to get this wire out to connect everything. And as I'm reaching through there, I have this huge center console. There's all kinds of shit in there. And I have a bunch of change at the bottom. And I'm like trying to find this. And I'm like driving at the same time, right? And I'm trying to set the phone up, like triple tasking here, right? So talk shit later about the whole driving thing. I don't care. So I'm reaching through my
change. He's going to end up periscoping himself getting arrested.
You know what he's doing? That'd be a lot of publicity. We should do that.
Yeah. So I'm reaching through the chain and I have a fucking replacement blade for a box cutter and it slices my finger.
Oh,
wide open, bro. Wide open so bad it's squirting out of my finger. I've never had that before.
Oh no.
It's squirting out and I fucking freak out. So the only thing I think of is stick it in my mouth right away, right? So I'm sticking it in my mouth so it doesn't squirt all over.
That's always the first thing you think.
Yeah, right. You gotta stick it in your mouth. So I got white leather seats. Last thing I'm gonna do is squirt blood all over them, right?
Whoa, what's that foreign object? Yeah, stick it in my mouth.
And I'm dressed in like, I'm not in like super nice clothes, but I'm in nice clothes. I'm not in like work clothes. And so I got the finger in my mouth and I'm going like, fuck, I'm looking for a napkin somewhere. And I've got this like little paper towel square. And so I grab it, pull my finger out of my mouth and I wrap it around that. It takes maybe literally 30 seconds to soak that entire thing red to where it's dripping dripping blood off. I mean, this thing is
starting to get woozy. Let me see your finger.
Dude, it's this little tiny, it looks like a little tiny cut.
Bro, what? My, are you kidding
How
me?
How the fuck did you squirt blood out of that?
Because it was so deep. It went,
bro, I couldn't fit. Shut up, bro. I couldn't fit a freaking electron through that hole. That's so small.
Fuck off.
Maybe you were bleeding on the quantum.
I wish I was there for this now.
Hey, if you looked... If you watch, if you watch the Periscope, I actually took a, shot of the fucking paper towel. How bloody it was!
Oh, he's trying to prove it to us.
Oh yeah,
watch the Periscope.
Yeah, watch it, dicks.
Watch Adam bleed.
Watch it, dicks. So it's like, bro, it was this bad that after it soaks up the towel, the towel's dripping on me now. Now I'm like, fuck, what do? Stick it back in my mouth again. So it's back in my mouth. And I remember that I have my gym bag, and in my gym bag, I've got like ankle tape. And I'm like, okay, I'll fucking reach back there, and I'm like, just going to cut the circulation
if in
off.
Doubt, rock tape.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, we got a use for it now.
So I'm reaching back there. But dude, you know what it's like to tear that stuff? You need two hands to tear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Normally you wrap somebody else and then you tear it. So I'm like wrapping around my finger, and now I can't fucking tear it off and being squirted. So I got like in my mouth, like I'm driving with one knee, and I'm like trying to tear with my teeth.
Wow, your periscope?
Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't get the periscope going.
Oh.
I eventually just gave up on that. I periscoped when I got home, and I told everybody on Periscope, hey, I tried to periscope you guys and got held up by this or like that. So, you know, note to self, don't try and drive in periscope. So,
yeah, we're trying to be masters of multitasking, and we all forget that we're shitty at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can only do one, maybe two things max
at
a time.
As men, right? Yeah. You know, though, like,
we just think our way through. We're like, we can do it.
Let me tell you how bad men are at fucking multitasking. We can't pee and sneeze at the same time.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've done that.
We can't control the, you end up blowing things apart. So,
yeah.
It's crazy to me how, and I guess it's the generation now, like the instant gratification and how fast they are on to the next thing. And it's like, dude, if Facebook wasn't enough, we've got Instagram, we've got Twitter, we've got Snapchat, and now we got fucking Periscope. And I'm like, I don't fucking have the time to do all those, dude. Yeah. That is so much goddamn work to get on all those.
Bro, it's a matter of time before someone hooks up like a GoPro and just live 24/7. Did I just throw out a crazy Truman Show?
Is that what that was called?
Just always on. Yeah. Tune in and watch my life.
Well, that's what it's going to be when we're all like, you know, connected in our brains, and then it'll just travel to like somebody else's perspective. Whoa. You guys with me?
That's why he doesn't smoke weed, bro. He doesn't even have to do that.
I gotta
smoke to think like that, bro.
I told you, I think like
you
like
automatically constantly. Automatically go to the other dimension. Automatically,
hell yeah!
I have to get lifted to go there.
So Justin, what's up with this Star Wars spinoff they're talking about?
Like, yes,
Han Solo.
It's Han Solo. They're doing the backstory for Han Solo and do like almost like a prequel for his personal story and like growing up and all that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm super pumped.
Damn, they're milking that.
Well, dude,
franchise.
If you think about it, here's how I think about it. Like how they like absorbed Marvel, right? They're going to want to max their money. It took them like how many $1 billion or whatever to acquire them. They're going to do the same with Star Wars. So what they're going to do is make each character, you know, have their own celebrity, just like you have like your Captain America, your Iron Man,
which is brilliant.
Yeah. So I mean, I can see what they're doing, and maybe they haven't like admitted that yet, but I know they're going to do that. And so like, we were kind of like speculating on the forum. I'm like, oh my God, like somebody said something about a backstory for the Sith, and I literally jizzed my pants because I want that to happen.
Yeah.
So bad.
I can attest to that.
I'm like, Darth Maul was the biggest waste of a character ever. And I want people to chime in on that one with me, because that's important shit to talk about.
Know. No, I think that's really. I mean, I loved the Star Wars when they did that. When they did that with Star Wars, they went and told the backstory of it. That's what made that. I mean, you could not even be a Star Wars fan and watch that movie and love it, you know, and not know any of the characters really.
Yeah, they just immersed you in it.
Yeah,
with that.
They do such a great job.
Episode 4. Yeah,
yeah. No, they do
the
such
first a- three. It's like, you know, like I'm Anakin.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not interested. I want you as Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I want you, choking fools.
Yeah, I don't know. Are there any good movies when we were kids that haven't remade yet? that were good.
Dude, they're working on everything.
I know. It's
everything.
That's it. You know what, though?
I mean, you heard about Big Trouble, Little China. They're going to be redoing that?
No, you can't do that.
Like, what the hell?
How can you remake that? That's one of my favorite movies. I watch movies that
every time I'm either hungover or sick.
One of my favorite movies of all time. Do you remember that movie?
Deal. Of course I remember that movie.
Big Trouble.
Yeah.
Little China. Yeah. I like the part where the dude, what's his name? Egg Shen or whatever his name is. And he's doing the tour.
Yeah.
Over here, the beautiful Chinatown. The fucking bus starts crashing and shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Was that pre Mortal Kombat? Or
that's where they got the idea for Raiden.
Yeah, because I was going to say they were pretty Mortal Kombat-esque.
Yeah. Damn, that's a good movie.
Get over here.
I had a huge crush on.
Before she was on Sex and the City.
Yes. What's her name?
Eyes.
And I know her name on.
I don't watch.
Fuck if I know. She was hot.
She was hot back then, dude. Terrible celebrity names.
For sure.
Big crush on her.
It's always funny when someone drops names.
Jack. What was his name? Yeah. Jack something.
Oh.
You're listening to Jack?
Pork Chop Express. What's his fucking name?
Yeah. That was, what do you think? That was 89 or so?
No.
It was in the 80s. Still.
I think it was 87, maybe.
It was still in the 80s, though.
I think it might have been 87, 88.
Well, you say no. Hell, 2 years? That's pretty crazy.
Oh, no.
He's like, no way. He's like, 88. You were 12 months
actually,
off.
Actually, the release was in the summer.
Yeah.
It might have been 87.
Yeah.
Big Trouble in Little China. Predator is another movie that was one of my favorites of all time. But you can't redo. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Some movies you just can't redo.
What's so epic about that? Dude, like every big ass action star you wanted to see on movies was in that movie. You know, besides Stallone.
That I've probably seen that movie more than any other movie.
Predator?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
What is the movie? Yours is probably Star Wars, right? What one movie have you watched more than any other movie?
For me, it's got to be Predator. Me and my cousin used to watch that shit weekly together.
Well, I flip between that and like Matrix. I watched the whole series a bunch, actually. My roommate in college would have it on like in between double days, and we'd pass out to like the Matrix like all the time.
Oh, that's funny.
I liked when it got weird,
because
it was like so like you really had to think about what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah,
and people get angry, right? They're like, yeah, I just want him to do those weird, you're awesome talking about moves. The Matrix?
Yeah. No, the rest of them became fight porn. It was just the first one was brilliant. Well, it was stupid.
Yeah, but like the concept with like the multiple Neos and everything. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was out there.
Yeah.
It was cool. Yeah, come on.
You sure don't drop
that?
Acid?
Listen.
Did you ever get into the TV show Fringe then?
Yeah, I love that show.
Have you gone all the way through?
Yeah, I finished it.
Oh, see, so I stopped watching by like season 4.
When they got into the other dimension.
Oh, when it started getting so...
Alternate universe.
It was so hard to tell what universe I was in. Yeah, I'm like, are we in 3? Are we in 2? What dimension are we in right now? I'm this is too much for me. I can't...
That's the one thing I worry with J.J. Abrams is like he does that. Like, because I feel like he gets a little bit... I don't know if it like bored or something like it with Lost is the same thing. He got so far expanded with all the characters that like, oh shit, I got to wrap this up. And then it like became this, what everybody thought the world was, is like, it was the obvious go to, but like, you know, he left a lot of the characters like unresolved. Like he didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
People.
I know.
I was pissed with that.
I know a movie I've seen more than anyone. Pumping Iron. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen that a million times.
Yeah, that's probably up there with one of my
Pumping Iron.
My number one though, for sure, actually is Few Good Men. Few Good Men. I've watched. Oh, it's one of those movies. It's one of the few movies that, like, when I can't find a movie or what I find myself doing a lot is I'm like standing at my collection, looking at everything. I'm like, fuck. When I only had 13 DVDs, I could always pick something. Because it's like, oh, I watched that last week. I watched that the week before. It's like, I'm on this one. Having a huge collection, it's the hardest thing in the world for me to do. Yeah. I'll stare at my movies for fucking 30 minutes trying to figure out, what do I want to watch? So like my girl and I, we play these games where I'll grab like 5 DVDs and be like, okay, I can at least get 5 that I can narrow down to. And then like I'll have her narrow down 3 and then I'll eliminate 1 and then I'll put it behind my back and then she picks and then we're watching that movie. It's like this whole thing because I can't otherwise we're watching Few Good Men.
you ever watch a movie that you watched when you were a kid that you had a crush on a chick on it, and then when you got older and you watched it, you're like, wow, I really like
Rocketeer.
Oh,
you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was in love with that chick.
Wow,
she was hot.
You know who's the hottest chick of all time? Was the girl on Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh yeah.
Great movie. Yeah, another great classic.
But but you know, it's another movie. You guys, I guarantee you guys haven't seen it. You ever watched Legend?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No, not that. Of course not. Of course I've seen that.
Yeah.
Now have you guys seen Legend?
Legend. I love that movie
with the elves and everything like that.
Yes. With the freaking devil guy with the massive horn.
Yeah, I was scared to death when I was a kid.
Yeah, that was creepy.
You got scared of the devil guy?
I got scared when I was a kid watching because that was when we were young. Like,
and he talked all crazy, bro. He looked like
that's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise was in that.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
But that devil guy.
And that creepy dance he's doing with the girl. Let's dance.
Yeah, something like that. Apparently, a lot of women were totally into that guy as the devil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Because he was all yacked. Remember, he's all buffed.
I do remember that guy. That's an old boy. He
probably had hooves.
You're going back. We just lost half of our audience. I think most of our audience is
big old red devil dicks.
Stop doing that.
We should have a rule, bro. We can't go before 1990 because I think like half our audience has got it.
No, they got to go watch them now.
But you remember Fast Times at Ridgemont High, right?
Of course I do.
Like where she's getting out of the pool. And the guy gets caught in the bathroom.
I'm trying to think. I never was. I was never like a celebrity crush guy. The only one I could ever think of that I ever went on like a, oh my God, this celebrity. I went on a Britney Spears kick for a while where I was like, I thought she was the hottest thing ever.
You
like,
just wanted it one more time.
But see, that's not even that. How old are you? In 20s?
No, she came out when we were in high school.
Was she?
Yeah. Her
very
because
she
very
came
first
out with the Catholic schoolgirl thing.
Exactly.
And that was like, all the dudes were like,
and of course, I'm mid puberty, right? I'm somewhere between 15 and 18 years old. So
yeah, that hit a spot.
Yeah, it did.
A sweet spot.
It hit a sweet spot for me for sure.
Do you think she would be as good? Now I'm talking about back then. Now nowadays they're both kind of beat up. But who do you think would have been better in bed, her or Christina Aguilera?
Christina Aguilera,
way better.
No way.
Of course.
Yeah. No way.
Christina Aguilera was filthy. She's filthier.
You know, I tell you what, I don't know though. Britney Spears is the one who fucking shaves her head, fucking walks around.
I know,
with
she's crazy.
No underwear
that's
on.
That's different though. That's crazy. There's a difference between crazy.
Good, bro, crazy normally fucks good too, just so you know.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Crazy normally fucks pretty good, bro.
Explain.
But then again, Christina Aguilera, you hit that one spot and it's, like ridiculous notes that break windows.
But I want to hear Adam's. So how does this work?
Well,
crazy fucks good.
Yeah, crazy does fuck good, bro. That's just crazy doesn't raise your kids.
That is a t-shirt, for sure.
That is
crazy
a
fucks well.
Crazy fucks good. But that's it, Doug. Right,
crazy
down.
Fucks
that's my,
good.
That's the next mind pump shirt.
Yeah, there we go.
Crazy fucks good. I like that. Yeah, no, absolutely. If I had to go back and check off like my list of girls that I'd been with, right, I would definitely have to put the crazier they were, the more likely they're in the top five. You know, as far as the bedroom. But I mean, unfortunately, that's not enough to carry a relationship. I mean, it's enough to get it going for a while and to justify the craziness because you're like, well, it is a little.
She burned my car, but
we should add a little warning actually to the guys listening who are going to take your advice. How many times has your car been stolen, Adam?
Twice.
From your fucking driveway?
And keyed.
And keyed?
Yeah.
How many times you carbon keyed?
Oh, dude, why you guys say keyed?
Yeah.
Twice in one episode, I'm getting bus chucked, bro.
Oh,
Come on. That's some bullshit.
He's the crazy whisperer.
I think I was that guy. I've always been the guy who has that sign on his back that says like, I'll help you, you know? And it's like, I feel like I got all the girls with daddy issues and shit when I was growing up, you know, that like, what a dummy I was. Cause I fell right into it. Cause I wanted to, and probably, you know, if you're a psychology person, which I am, I'm all in that stuff. I'm a guy who didn't have my father passed when I was seven. So I wanted to be I was the father figure. So here I like to play that role. So I get these girls that need to be.
Well, now I feel bad.
Whoa.
Now I feel bad. Yeah. This has got really,
That's why I did that. I threw that in there.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. We just got rolled over.
Make
the
you guys
bus.
Feel like I'm an asshole.
Now we're assholes, Justin.
You guys probably, it's pretty nice growing with a father, isn't it?
Oh my God.
But it's pretty nice growing up with a father, huh?
Oh. Fucking asshole.
Dick.
I'm going to go home and cry.
You win. You win, Adam. You were just helping them. It had nothing to do with the fact that they fucked you,
bro. You just keep at it. Keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Right? No. Crazy girls do.
Crazy girl. It's a thing.
That's why it's rare. But when you find the one that is like the sweetheart, and you can bring her home to mom, and she has that crazy just in the bedroom. I mean, that's close. The closest thing you can get to a unicorn.
That's right.
Typically, you know, crazy in the bedroom relates to crazy all the time. So.
I'm just gonna, you know, I got a theory. Based upon what you said, basically, if you could find a chick with a split, like a legit split personality, You know what I'm saying? Like one personality is like super nice, good. She go home and she switches, and all of a sudden she's like crazy, yeah, split personality, and they're not aware of each other. Wow.
Yeah. Usually those ones have to wear costumes, though. It's weird.
That sounds like a good like porn.
It
does. You know what I mean?
Wow. And it's
almost as good as that one you love, Pirates.
It sounds like, yes, great porn. Yeah. Sounds like a scary trap to me too. It sounds like, you know, it starts off well where
I'd be banging the wenches.
The split personalities are timed just right when you think you want it all the time. And then like
you don't want one to pop out when you're having dinner with your parents.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Exactly. Then she tries to mount you at the dinner table and shit in front of your mom.
This is what you want. Slap me, Sal. Slap me.
Yeah. Meanwhile, dad's like, this
little
lucky,
foot jobs under the table.
Lucky son of a man.
Yeah, you get a little fist pump from your dad underneath the table. Yeah. Man, boy, that's my boy. That's my salami stabone. What does he call it?
I don't tiger. Call me that. That's others call me that. Yeah. Salami stabone. We still don't have nicknames for you. What do you, Adam? You're the wizard, but we got to think of something else.
No. I thought it was Clyde Anna Lucia.
But it doesn't mean anything.
No, oh, you want that mean something?
Like something wizard.
I like wizard, just wizard by itself. Okay, I have to have a last name.
I guess the wizard, Poon wizard.
Poonanny wizard.
I have to say that was the first wizard. That's the first time anyone's called me that. I like that one though. It's kind of cool. It could have different meanings too.
I want to get you a big wizard hat.
I will wear it.
Yeah.
Just a big.
Just because you guys call me that and I like it, I will fucking wear it.
And a big robe. Warlock. With big wizard sleeves.
I'll go to the gym. I'll go to the gym in a wife beater and a wizard hat.
Yeah. No. Wife beater's mine. Yeah. Salami Stabone wears the wife beater.
Okay. You know. I'll go in my cutoff sweater you don't like. Yeah. I'll go with my cutoff sweater and then my wizard
Gandalf.
Hat.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of in my head just then.
Keep growing the beard.
What's
out.
Justin? Silver Lightning.
Yeah. I feel like I should start one of those Grease Lightning. Yeah. Go, Silver Lightning. Silver Lightning.
I just throw it in my EDM beats there.
You actually look really sharp right now. You get your haircut just today.
Yeah, I did.
Yesterday?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Do you see a barber still? Do you have a hairstylist?
Charles, the barber, man. He's my boy.
Have you seen
I
him?
I know he probably never listens
you're
to
so
us.
You're so manly.
I keep trying to get
he's
him to.
You're just so manly. I get my hair cut at a hairstylist.
He fucking. I love you.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, I have to go to a barber because.
What about
you? I'm a man.
Where do you get your hairs?
So until I you fucking dick. Okay, let's make it a third time.
Wow. That's a new record.
It is
I
a
can't
record.
Help it.
It is a record, dude. Oh my god. Jeez.
Do you go to a stylist?
Apparently Sal didn't feel bad enough.
I gotta bring
that one up again. Sober you up.
My dad used to cut my hair.
No!
Oh my god, dude. Come on.
God damn it.
When I was a little boy. I'm just kidding. That's
not,
so wrong.
Not cool.
My dad's rolling over in his grave right now. Sorry, Dad. No, so I actually used to get my hair cut and literally till probably I was 25, maybe even older, from always by like a cheap barber, you know. And it was I had a $9 haircut for a long time at this spot. This little Asian spot that I had forever that used to cut my hair for $9. And I don't remember what I was doing or what I had to do. Oh, you know what it was? That's pretty funny. We're talking about crazy chicks. I was banging this crazy chick, and she was a hairstylist. And she's like, you got to come in and get your hair cut. And I'm like, oh, I'm cool.
This is how most of the stories start. Right. When I listen to Adam.
Yeah. I think a larger percentage of crazy chicks are hairstylists.
I get my haircut, and I just started banging.
There's a
hairstylist. There's a lot of crazy.
Seven out of nine are. Okay. It's a fact.
Okay.
I have a whole sheet.
That's
for
weird how they went at a 9 and not at a 10.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
They just did some weird survey. But anyway,
you can only get so many to show up to the lineup.
There's a point something something of them that is crazy.
There is actually something about that. I don't know exactly what it
7
is.
7 out of 9 hairstylists
are crazy. Yeah. Can guarantee.
Because the 10th one never graduated.
Maybe that's what it is.
Beauty school dropout.
Beauty school dropout. It's such a sad story.
So she,
nothing ever works out.
She convinces me to come down and you know, let her go at my head here. And I'm like, you know, I'm not, I don't know about
You're thinking sharp scissors, your hands, I'm here. No.
Yeah, yeah, right. I'm not, I'm like, you know, I'm cool. I've got a $9 haircut. I'm like, and who knows, you know, by this time too, I think I'm like you said, I'm like 25-ish or so. So I'm getting a little smarter about like, you know, even though I'm still hanging out with this chick that I know she's crazy. So I'm like, it's only going to last probably a couple more months and then I'll be have to pay for this haircut. You know, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to dodge the situation, but nevertheless, she convinces me to come in and get a cut, and she does a great job, and I'm kind of like, whoa, this is a new look for me. I feel good. I got several compliments when I was walking around, stuff like that, and I'm like, well, I've never really been complimented on my hair, you know. This is neat. So at that point,
that's a word we need to use more often. Neat. Yeah. Write that down.
I use neato.
We're going to bring it back. We're going to bring neat back.
It's a good word.
Listen, that's neat.
It's a good word. There's, you know, it's a good word. It was a good word in that place, I think, right? So for a lack of a better word, we're going to say neat.
No, I'm serious. Okay. I'm going to use neat from now on.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you're rolling me on the bus.
No. I'm done, bro, with that. Okay. I feel horrible. Yeah. I'm going to hell.
Yeah, you are.
So, yeah, no, she's going to come there. I get the haircut done by her, and then it's excellent. And, you know, from that point on, I started getting my hair done through a stylist. And, you know, and what I started doing too, which was always cool, which has definitely helped me now that I'm in my 30s, is I'll look at my hairstylist and I would be like, you know, hey, what's new? What's hip? You know, what do you think would fit my head right? You know, and that's just it. If they're a good stylist, it's like a good personal trainer. And if you come to you come to a good personal trainer and just tell them a little bit about yourself or tell them what you're thinking or what you want and then let them do their job, a good one is going to take good care of you. A good hairstylist, you come in and be like, and what I would say a few things like, hey, this is, I want this, I don't want that, but do your thing, you know? And then I let them go to work, you know, and kind of style it up and, you know, and I always end up liking it. So that's, and then of course, now that I'm fucking going bald, it's imperative that I have a hairstylist now.
I'm telling you, bro, I like your hair looks good when you don't straighten it.
When
you put your hat on, it makes it straight because now you got the curliness going on.
Yeah. It's naturally curly. And then for the show, I straighten it. Well, I have the hairstylist do this, straighten it and then comb it back.
No, so that looked good for the show. But I mean, now like seeing your hair like this, it looks good like that.
Well, this is kind of a new style. I'm learning this right now. So
I like it.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. We'll see. I'll rock it a few more times with the hat. It's hard. I feel naked without my hat though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my hat.
I feel naked when I don't have pants on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Naked right now.
That's a good point.
You don't have pants on. I'm not
being videoed.
I am naked right now. So No, I feel a little weird without the hat, but you know, I'll rock it. I'm rocking it right now. No cap on right now. So maybe I'll Periscope you guys later on. You can see my Jerry curls.
Lots.
That somebody thought I permed.
They're really curly.
Yeah, I'm really. And it was worse when I actually had more.
You know what? You just gotta start Periscoping like, you know, primping and getting ready the Adam way.
I actually don't. I'm
there. That's a long video,
here
dude.
Here we go, everybody. Where's my toes?
My worst.
You get to hear all the sound effects he makes whenever he moves.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, can we
that nobody knows
the
about?
Wax that I use?
Great, cool little thing that you just brought up right now. So yeah. My Periscope last night
squeezing my
was
eyebrows.
Katrina's nails. So Katrina comes home and she's got her nails done. And I'll have you right now. So talking about stylists doing your hair, like I told my girl, this was when we first started dating, like her nails, like she was just kind of pretty standard with her nails. I'm like, honey, you know what? We're getting older now. Like you got to stay up on like what's hip on the nails and this.
Damn, thing. You clowned on her twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honey, you're getting older. Boom.
Yeah.
Your nails look like shit. Boom.
No, I did not say that. I said ouchie, we ouch. Are getting older.
Oh, you included yourself to lessen the
impact. We are getting older.
Impact.
Okay? Yeah.
And we look like we've been gaining weight.
Listen,
so we should probably
need to join a gym.
But you're at 7% body fat. Yeah, but that's a lot. That's, you know, we're just fatter.
We need to
if you combine this together, our body fat would be higher.
Oh my God, I have to tell you this. Yeah. You just said that. I have to tell you this. So last night, I'm like sitting on the bed. Katrina comes out of the shower and she goes, oh, honey, I feel so bloated and this and that. And she's like going on and she's all.
We are having a period.
So she she I did not say that, but that would have been epic if I would have said that.
Should have said that.
So she's like, I feel bloated. I feel this way. And you know, I know that I'm on my period right now, but I've been dieting hard, this and that. And she's telling me like all this stuff. Right. And you know, I think like when most girls do this, you know, they're searching for their partner to be like, no, babe, you look good. You look this out.
Adam's super honest.
No, I am definitely not that guy. So, you know, any of you
too
girl,
many years put in coaching, well, like, well, articulating.
You're holding a lot of water in your ankles. Your ankles.
So here's what happens. So she's saying
you're
that to me.
Carrying a lot of fat in your and we have a
wedding this weekend that we're going to. So she was, you know, trying on new dresses, and she, you know, we were shopping early last week together, and I was there, and she's like, you know, I really want this sexy dress, and I was helping her pick stuff out. She's like, I want to fit it and this and that because I feel good, blah blah. So that was last week, and now this week period comes along, now we feel bloated, we feel all this way, right? So she's trying dresses on yesterday, she gets all pissed off, she walks out of the store because nothing looks the way she wants to look, and she doesn't feel good right now, and she's expressing her feelings. And I know the right thing to do as a man is I'm supposed to just you know, be understanding and tell her how good she looks and this and that, but the trainer in me says, well, let me see your fat secret app, let me go over what you're eating.
No, right? And she started breaking it down.
Oh yeah, so she goes, man. She goes, well, I haven't really filled it out last week. Well, then how the fuck am I supposed to tell you if you're holding water, or if it's you're eating too many carbohydrates right now, or your calorie intake is too high? What about your Fitbit? What are your steps at? Tell me how many calories you've burned.
Yeah,
so I'm doing
you're
this
trying
right?
to solve the problem.
Right, exactly. I'm trying to help her out. Like, that's literally it. If she really feels that way, let me see if I can help her out. So I'm going over it, and she just kind of she's listening to me like talk and explain like. Details, right? And she's like smirking, and she just, and it's like that smirk, like, fuck you, you know, right? And I go, what's that smirk for? And she's like, nothing, I love you. And I'm like, oh, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, I love you smirk, and you're really thinking, this motherfucker. Like, I could see it, you know what I'm saying? She's like, no. But she, what was great, this is why I do love my girl and her self-awareness, is inside the, and this is what separates her from all women. The most women would have picked up on me being a dumb shit and not picking up on what I was supposed to say and be like, oh honey, you look really good, and just being me, because that's me, to help her, you know, and tell her that it's my profession, I take it very seriously, and I can probably tell you if it's water or what it is, and hey, you know, and get you through it. And so she goes, you know, it's funny because I do the same thing to you. When you tell me, like, I'm like, I tell her, like, something's bothering me. My elbow's bothering me right now because of this or that. And the massage therapist in her is like, well, we need to get on the table and let me work this and let me open this up and let me do this. And I'm like, I don't have fucking time. I get all frustrated with her.
Same thing.
Right? It's the same thing instead of her being like, oh, poor thing, or let me get something for you. It's like she's, like, telling me what I need to do to fix it. And I'm like, I already fucking know what I need to do to fix it. I don't need you to tell me. Just need to tell me, say, poor thing or whatever. And she says that, you know, that's what was making her laugh. And she's like, I was thinking about how I do that to you. And so I can't really be mad at you for doing that. I'm like, fuck, she's bad.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.